In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. I'd like to welcome you all to our Perseverant Family Conversation. I'm Father Ed Broome, your host, and Oblate of the Virgin Mary. It's great to be with you on this wonderful feast day of Pentecost, which the Holy Spirit descends upon Mary and the Apostles through the intercession of Mary Most Holy. The Holy Spirit comes and the Church is born on this day, Pentecost Sunday. So, my friends, let's start off our prayer by inviting Mary to be with us. Mary has many wonderful titles. Mary is the Mother of the Church. Mary is the Mother of God. Mary is the Mother of each and every one of us. For that reason, we also cry out to Mary in the Hail, Holy Queen. Mary is also our life, our sweetness, and our hope. So let's ask Mary to come to be with us, to give us a lot of light through our prayers, a lot of peace, a lot of joy on the feast day of Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit. So let's pray the prayer that Mary loves most, and that prayer is the Hail Mary. Together, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Now let's invite the Holy Spirit to come to be with us. The Holy Spirit has many titles, and we honor him in a special way today in Pentecost. Holy Spirit is known as the Paraclete. Holy Spirit is also known as the Gift of Gifts. Holy Spirit is also known as the Sanctifier. Holy Spirit is also known as our Counselor. He's also known as our Consoler. The Holy Spirit is also known as our interior master or teacher. We read in Romans chapter 8, St. Paul says, we really don't know how to pray as we ought. But the Holy Spirit intercedes with ineffable groans so that we can say, Abba. Abba, which means daddy or father. So let's invite the Holy Spirit to be with us, to pour into our mind his divine light, and to set our hearts on fire with love for God and all that refers to God. As we pray that prayer, the classical prayer to the Holy Spirit, together. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created. And thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of your faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant us that by the same Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lady Temple of the Holy Spirit, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Michael the Archangel, pray for us. Saint Gabriel, pray for us. Saint Raphael, pray for us. Saint Ignatius of Loyola, pray for us. Saint Francis Xavier, pray for us. Saint Maria Faustina Kowalska, pray for us. All God's angels and saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, my friends, I'd like to welcome you to our Perseverant Family Conversation and How True the Family That Prays Together Stays Together. And as always, I will be praying for all of you. On this birthday of the Church, Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit, I'd like to place you on the altar in the greatest of all prayers. And the greatest of all prayers, my friends, is the most holy sacrifice of the Mass. There's nothing greater in the world than the holy sacrifice of the Mass. It's the greatest of all prayers. In this prayer, I'd like to place you on the altar with the following intentions. First, the first intention will be that all of us, especially today, would be open to the workings of the Holy Spirit, to the workings of the Holy Spirit. Perhaps we can say this prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come to the heart of Mary. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come to the heart of Mary. The second intention will be, I'd like to pray for all of our families, that our families would be converted to the love of God manifested through the Holy Spirit. And finally, I'd like to pray as always, I'd like to pray for those who will be dying. Those who will be dying. This day. Those will be dying this day. That they would open up their hearts to God's mercy and be saved. Let's pray that they would entrust themselves to the love of God, to the merciful heart of Christ, and be saved on this wonderful day, which is that of Pentecost Sunday. So, my friends, I'd like to all welcome you all to our Perseverance family, and as always, many blessings upon all of you. So let's go through this wonderful day, and there are so many messages that God wants to give us on this wonderful day of Pentecost. Pentecost actually means 50. And it's 50 days from when we celebrated the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So 50 days ago, we celebrated the key event in the history of salvation, the passion, death, and resurrection of Christ. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. So Christ is truly risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. So Jesus rose from the dead. And that key event, we celebrate Christ's victory over death. His victory over death. In which our Lord rose from the dead and he appeared to many people. To many people. And just to give you various of the apparitions, he appeared first of all to his Blessed Mother. And Saint Ignatius of Loyola says when we celebrate the resurrection of Christ, we should be begging for most intense joy. We should be begging even today for most intense joy. Why this most intense joy? Why do we beg for this most intense joy? This most intense joy is because of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is the ultimate source of joy in the world, in the church, and in our lives. So let's pray even today that we would experience the joy of the risen Lord and the joy of the descent of the Holy Spirit upon Mary and the apostles and the first church. So Jesus first appeared to his Blessed Mother. Even though this is not written, the Catholic Church believes that Jesus first appeared to his Blessed Mother. She was the only one that didn't doubt. No one suffered more than Mary. She, the Stabat Mater, she stood at the foot of the cross. No one suffered more than Mary, but also no one experienced more joy than Mary. So we rejoice with Mary and we sing the Regina Caeli. We sing the Regina Caeli. We rejoice because Christ is risen, appeared to Mary. Alleluia. My friends, if you're ever experiencing desolation, go to Mary. Because Mary is our life, our sweetness, and our hope. She's our life, our sweetness, and our hope. In the midst of the sorrows of life, let's turn to Mary. Now the Gospels point out that Jesus appeared various times. Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene didn't recognize Jesus. She thought that Jesus was the gardener. How often has happened in our lives when we don't recognize Christ? So on this day of Pentecost, we want to be begging for the grace to recognize Christ in the world in which we live, in the beauty of nature, in circumstances, in the people we meet, in the Word of God, and also in the sacraments. Let us pray that we would not be blind to the presence of God in our lives, that the Holy Spirit would take off our blinders so that we would be able to see Christ, that we would take out our mufflers that we'll be able to hear also the voice of Christ. And Jesus appeared also to the two disciples on the road to Emmaus. Like Mary Magdalene, they did not recognize Christ either. He was simply a fellow companion walking with them, listening to them, talking to them, enlightening their minds, lifting up their drooping spirits, casting out the desolation from their lives. Then, when they invite him to their little home and say, "Stay with us because the sun is already going down," he sits down at table. He takes bread, blesses the bread, gives the bread, and then they recognize Jesus in the breaking of the bread, which of course this is very symbolic of the Eucharist. Then filled with the Holy Spirit, those two disciples get up and they return to Jerusalem and they say, "Didn't our hearts burn within us as he explained the Word of God to us?" And that same night, the apostles who were in the upper room with the doors closed for fear of being apprehended and perhaps dying the same way that our Lord died, the doors were closed and Jesus went through the wall and he said, "Shalom, peace be with you." And Jesus says, "As the Father sent me, so I send you." Then he breathed on them the Holy Spirit and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive, they will be forgiven. Whose sins you hold bound, they will be held bound." That's actually the gospel for today, which was the gospel for Divine Mercy Sunday. Jesus breathed on them the Holy Spirit. And he says, "Whose sins you forgive, they will be forgiven. Whose sins you bind, they will be held bound." Then Jesus would appear on other occasions. Another occasion, and this is the last chapter of the Gospel of St. John. My friends, what we're doing is we're building up to understanding liturgically the context of the feast day of Pentecost that we celebrate today. Peter and the apostles were in Lake Galilee. And Peter gets up and says, I'm going fishing. And they says, we'll go with you. So the apostles were fishing that whole night. They caught nothing. And then on the shore, as the sun was rising, the man on the shore said, why don't you cast your nets on the other side of the boat? He obeyed. And they caught so many fish. Eagle-eyed John said, it is the Lord. And Peter girds himself and he launches himself into the lake, Lake Galilee. They're about 100 yards from the shore. There they are. The boat arrives with 153 big fish. Peter hauls the net filled with fish to the shore. And once again, they recognize it's Jesus. They don't doubt. They recognize it's him. What a very tender, loving gesture. Jesus is preparing breakfast for them. He says, take and eat. After they've eaten, Jesus takes a walk on Lake Galilee. He's taking a walk with Peter. And behind Peter and Jesus is John the Evangelist. And Jesus asked Peter this all-important question that he'll be asking us on this day of Pentecost, because Pentecost is a day in which we want to renew our love for Christ. And who is the Holy Spirit, my friends? The Holy Spirit is the mutual bond of love between the Father and the Son. Uncreated love. The Father loves the Son loves the Father, and the mutual love between Father and Son is the Holy Spirit. St. Bernard says the Holy Spirit is the mutual embrace, the mutual kiss between Father and Son. So Jesus, walking along the shore, ask Peter this question. Do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Feed my lambs. He asked him again, Peter, do you really love me? Yes, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love. Feed my sheep. So walking again, and Peter, walking next to Christ, Jesus looks into the eyes of Peter and he says, Peter, do you really love me? And that hurt because he asked him a third time. And he said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Feed my lambs. When you were young, you used to go where you wanted. When you're older, they'll take you against your will and bind you, indicating the way in which Peter would glorify the Lord. Then he said, come and follow me. Follow me. So on this Feast of Pentecost, in which we honor the Holy Spirit, the mutual bond of love between the Father and the Son, why don't we renew our love for Christ? Let's ask the Holy Spirit to give us the grace to tell our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ this. Tell him that we really want to love him with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. So we want to really love him with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. We want to love him with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. So my friends, for 40 days, Jesus was appearing to the apostles. He was appearing to the apostles, confirming the fact that he really had risen from the dead. That he had really risen from the dead. And he appeared to many others. He appeared also to St. Paul. And even on one occasion, St. Paul pointed out that he appeared to 500 at the same time. So my friends, we're in the Easter season for 50 days. 40 days of Lent, 50 days in the Easter season. And that brings us to the Sunday that we celebrated last Sunday. The Sunday that we celebrated last Sunday. It's called Ascension. Ascension. Jesus told his disciples to go to Galilee, to Mount Olivet. While he was there, they adored him, but some of them still doubted. Let's pray that the Holy Spirit will cast out our doubts, that we would truly believe in Christ. And these were the last words of Jesus before he ascended on high. The ascension we have in a couple of the Gospels. And then we have the Acts of the Apostles also. Jesus said this to them. Now Jesus is on the Mount of Olives about to ascend into heaven. And then this prepares us for Pentecost that we celebrate today. The coming of the Holy Spirit upon Mary and the Apostles. Jesus says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go out and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. And then Jesus says, behold, I'm with you always until the end of time. I'd like to tell you a brief anecdote that I saw from one of the movies of Father Patrick Peyton related to the Ascension as well as Pentecost. Jesus tells the apostles to go out and to preach the word of God to the whole world. One of the disciples says this. He says, Lord, how are we going to convert the whole world because we don't know anything? We don't know anything. We don't know anything. And Jesus doesn't deny it. He humbly admits our knowledge is very nil. So Jesus doesn't deny it. And that takes us from Ascension into Pentecost. That Ascension after Jesus giving them his last words. giving then his last words. Jesus ascends on high where he sits at the right hand of God the Father. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. This disciple says, we really don't know anything. Jesus does not want them to go until they've been empowered from on high by the Holy Spirit. By the Holy Spirit. So after Jesus ascends on high, the apostles and Mary and 120 of them all together, the early disciples, they go to what is called the upper room. They go to the upper room. It's called the cenacle. This is where Jesus celebrated the Last Supper. This is where Jesus appeared to the apostles on Easter Sunday night, breathing on them the Holy Spirit. This is where the apostles would gather together in prayer. So this is the feast day that we celebrate today. Jesus sends the apostles into the upper room. And what happens? They're going to be there for making their first novena. Novena means 9 days. 9 days and 9 nights. While in that upper room, they're going to spend that long period of prayer. There will be silence. There will be fasting. And there will be intense prayer. My friends, how important it is for us, my friends, to cultivate an attitude of silence and recollection in our lives. We're bombarded by so much noise. We have to have times in which we're in silence, so that we can listen to the Word of God attentively. So that we can listen to God attentively. Speak, O Lord, for your servant is listening. Also, we have to practice penance in our lives. Jesus says that unless we do penance, then we will perish. Unless we do penance, we will perish. Jesus also said that Some devils can be cast out only by prayer and penance. Only by prayer and penance. And then they're going to be praying this novena. This novena. And novena means 9. My friends, as we ourselves are preparing for our own Pentecost, our own coming of the Holy Spirit in our own lives, we should recognize that we will never have a powerful Pentecost experience until we strive, my friends, to grow deeper and deeper in our prayer life. Earlier this week, May 26, we celebrate the feast day of St. Philip Neri. St. Philip Neri, a great saint, he himself went down to the catacombs in the city of Rome. And he prayed and fasted for 9 days and nine nights. And then the Holy Spirit came down to the catacombs in what was like a ball of fire. And that ball of fire entered into the mouth of Philip Neri. And his heart beat, from that moment on, his heart beat so fast that there was a protrusion in his ribcage. And actually had fractured or broken a couple of his ribs because his heart beat so powerfully because of the love of the Holy Spirit. Let's pray that like Philip Neri, that like the disciples, that we would have our own Pentecost experience. Silence, penance, and prayer. Silence and penance and prayer. And the presence of the Blessed Virgin Mary. With this silence and presence and prayer, in the presence of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we are disposing ourselves. We're disposing ourselves to receiving the gift on high, and this gift is the Holy Spirit. So my friends, we arrive at today, Pentecost Sunday. Once again, Pentecost means 50. It means 50. And this is what happened. So they're all in one place together. It's interesting, that phrase, they're all in one place together. The word devil, diabolos in Greek, means to divide and to separate. With true union with the Holy Spirit, one of the effects of this is to unite us. To unite us. So let's pray for greater, greater unity with God, with the church, and even within our families, that there would be greater unity even within our families. The devil wants to separate and to divide. We know that in unity there's strength. And the saying goes as such, that the chain is only as strong as its weakest link. So if you have a chain of 12 links, 11 of them are iron, one is cardboard, if you pull it, it's going to break because of the cardboard chain. So they're all together in one place, praying and fasting with the Blessed Virgin Mary. And suddenly what happened, there came from the sky a noise like a strong driving wind. A strong and driving wind. Let's beg the Holy Spirit, symbolized by this strong driving wind, to blow out of our minds, our hearts, our lives, sin and all traces of sin. May the powerful wind of God blow out of our lives this sin. Clean sweep with Father Broom. There you go. Clean sweep with Father Broom. And this strong driving wind, it filled the entire house in which they were. This strong driving wind. Then there appeared to them tongues as of fire, which parted and came to rest on each one of them. So you got a strong wind, and we got a strong wind, fire, and these tongues of fire, so to speak, descended upon each and every one of them. So let's talk about fire. Fire has one and more quality. Fire, it gives light. And it gives heat. So this fire enlightened the minds of the disciples. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to enlighten our minds with the light of truth. We say that prayer, come Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and kindle within us the fire of your divine love. That the cobwebs of ignorance will be burnt and swept away by the presence of the Holy Spirit. And then, fire also, not only does it have light, but it also has heat. Let's ask the fire of the Holy Spirit to burn away all that is not pleasing to God. Saint John of the Cross, the mystical doctor of the Church, compares us He compares us to a rusty, piece of iron. Maybe you've seen this before, but if you start a fire and you place a rusty, dirty, distorted, smelly piece of iron in a fire. What's going to happen? In time, if you leave that rusty piece of iron in the fire, in time, the blazing heat of the flames will burn off the dross and the rust and the dirt of that iron piece. That iron piece will no longer have the rust, but the iron piece will be actually, it will actually become like the fire itself. It'll become like the fire itself. So in a very real sense, we are that piece of iron. Because of original sin and because of personal sin, because of our attachments, we are that rusty, dirty, distorted vent. Iron piece. But the fire of the Holy Spirit can transform it. It says that they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Let us pray right now for each other that we would be filled with the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created. Thou shalt renew the face of the earth. And it says that they are able to speak different tongues as the Spirit enabled them to proclaim. The fathers and the doctors of the church make this comment. If we go back to the very beginning of the Bible, the book of Genesis, we have the passage where they tried to build the tower all the way up to the heavens, the Tower of Babel. And God came down and confused their languages, such that they couldn't understand each other anymore. Pentecost is the exact opposite. Now the Holy Spirit descends upon them. The Holy Spirit descends upon them, and they're able to speak different languages, and they're able to communicate and understand each other. And it says, now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven staying in Jerusalem. At this sound, they gathered in a large crowd, but they were confused because each one heard them speaking in his own language. Being able to speak in their own language. Are not all these people who are speaking Galileans? And how does each of us hear them in his native language? We are Parthians, Medes, Elamites, inhabitants of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, and Pamphylia. Egypt. And the districts of Libya near Cyrene, as well as travelers from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. Yet we hear them speaking in our own tongues of the mighty acts of God. My friends, that's Pentecost. That's Pentecost. This is Pentecost Sunday, which you can find in the Acts of the Apostles, the second chapter, the first 11 verses. The founder of Opus Dei, Saint Jose Maria Escobar Balaguer, he points out three specific signs of union with the Holy Spirit. And he says this, if we want to be united to the Holy Spirit, there has to be various characteristics in our life, but especially three. And the first is prayer. Once again, we go back to the cenacle. With Mary and the disciples, they prayed 9 days and nine nights. So prayer. And let's pray, as Letty is pointing out, let's pray for our perseverance family, that we would be filled with the Holy Spirit, that we would be united to each other, that we would be united to each other in the bonds of prayer. And as Romans chapter 8 points out, St. Paul says, we really don't know how to pray as we ought. But the Holy Spirit intercedes with ineffable groans, so we can say, Abba, Abba, which means Daddy or Father. So prayer. The second sign of union with the Holy Spirit, according to St. Jose Luis, Maria Jose Escobar Balaguer, is docility. That's right, docility. Docility, another word for docility would be openness. Openness to the inspirations of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will inspire us in our minds and in our hearts, but we have to be docile. We can, because we're free, we can reject the inspirations of the Holy Spirit. We're free. God will never violate our freedom. He respects our freedom, our liberty. So let's pray that we become more and more docile to the workings of the Holy Spirit. And the last is the Holy Spirit will lead us to the cross. St. Francis prays as such. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. But we don't carry our cross by ourselves. We are assisted by God Himself to carry our cross. And we'll be willing to help our brothers and sisters to carry their own cross. So my friends, on this feast day of Pentecost, in which we celebrate the birthday of Holy Mother Church, in which the Holy Spirit comes in a powerful wind, and He comes in fire. I'd like to invite all of you to be a missionary. Invite all of you to send our conversation. Send our conversation to many of your friends. It's starting today that they would be open to the workings of the Holy Spirit. And let's ask Mary. Let's ask Mary to be with us. And during the course of this day of Pentecost, we can say that short but powerful prayer that I've invented. In that prayer, my friends, is come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come through the heart of Mary. So I'd like to impart to you my Pentecost blessing, that the Holy Spirit would descend upon you in fire. The Lord be with you. Through the intercession of Mary, may the Holy Spirit descend upon all of you in power today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.